Om Shanti. So Tamil has got translation, okay? Organize Tamil translation. Nobody is saying yes or no. What's happening? Japanese is okay. Russian okay. What about Tamil? Who is doing translation for Tamil? Is it done on FM or you are doing it from here? So all of you love Baba? Yes? How many percentage? 100? Acha. Why you love Baba? Why you love Baba? Huh? Why? No reason? There should be some reason, no? What's the reason why you love him? There are many fathers. You don't love all your fathers, no? Lucky fathers. Some of them, they hate father. Huh? Huh? He took away our sorrow. Any other reason? He is our everything. Okay, any other reason? Oh, yeah. Do you love somebody who is innocent or do you somebody who is giving you something? Huh? What else Baba gives us? One thing, he liberates us from sorrow and gives us happiness. What else? Huh? Take us home. He has come to take you home. You are tired here and you want to go home, isn't it? Okay. What else? Huh? He gives us inheritance. Anything else? This morning you had class, no? From different relationship, what you go get? Did she explain what you get from different relationship? Huh? So he purifies us. What are the jobs he does? Because he does for us, no? He brings heaven on his palm. That's the main thing. Where you have health, wealth, happiness, everything. Purifies us. And which all the treasures he gives us? Knowledge, powers, happiness, blessings. And, because he's ocean of everything. Love, peace, happiness, mercy, everything. So he gives us all these things. As a teacher, he teaches us what we didn't know him. As a guru, he guides us, liberates us. As a friend, he listens to our problem and helps us. No, they said a friend is a friend who is helpful in need, no? So he does all these jobs, that's why we love. So whoever hasn't got 100% love, what they need to do is churn what he is doing us to us, experience what he is giving us, experiment with all different relationship. Because deeper our relationship, more we are able to remember him, more we remember him, more we receive powers from him. So as we gain everything from Baba, we get protection from Baba, liberation, we get purified. So as we receive all these things from Baba, what happens? We love him. That's why we love him. Because he's giving us so many things. So more one experiences, more one feels closer to Baba. And the sign of Baba's love is, what is the sign of love for Baba that we have? How do we know whether we love him or not? So if we love him, we follow Srimad. Anything else? Now when you love somebody, you love his everything, isn't it? You don't say, I love his figure. But you love whatever he has. So Baba, if we love Baba, it means we should love Baba's Murli first and foremost, isn't it? Then, second thing is, we should love Baba's children also. So, the other day I was talking to youth coordinators, and they say, we chose Baba, but we didn't choose Baba's family. Somebody said, I didn't choose Baba's family. If I had choice, I wouldn't have chosen all these brothers and sisters. But there is no choice, isn't it? Now, when somebody gets married, at least in Indian system is, if you get married, but you get married to one person, isn't it? Husband. But you have to be with the whole extended family. And if your husband had previous marriage and children, you had to adopt them, isn't it? You can't say, I love my husband, but I don't love his children or his family. You had to love them. And that's where whether it's a direct choice or indirect adoption, it's indirect adoption when we love Baba. We have to love Baba's children. And sometimes what we do is we create love for parents by loving children. If you love their children, give them some lolly, toffee, biscuits, something, sweets, then the parents also will become your friends. So, to really receive Baba's love, we had to love Baba's children also. We had to love Baba's teaching also. We had to love Baba's system also, isn't it? You can't say, I love Baba, but the direction he gives are too tough, I don't like that. No. Because we know that the direction that Baba gives is for our benefit. Now, Srimati is giving not because he wants to be strict father and says, no, you must do this, you must do this. No. He gives all his teaching because he loves us. Yesterday also Baba was saying, no, why Baba is giving all these teachings? Because he has love. He wants children to be number one. That's why he gives us teaching and he keeps on reminding, remember me, remember me, remember me, because he loves us. Not because he wants to be praised and remembered, but because he wants us to receive all the powers through remembrance. That's why he says, okay, remember me every day. Now we come to today's topic, how to sit on Baba's heart throne, because we love Baba. But what we should be doing to be specially loved by Baba, though Baba says, though in last Murli also says, he says, I love my all children, whether they are first number or last number of the rosary. I tell everybody sweet, sweet children, though I know some of them are sour, some of them are bitter, but I never say you are bitter or sour. I say my sweet children. So Baba loves all of us. He says even last number is so lucky that they have known me. They know me, they are following my direction, etc., and are claiming their inheritance. So we are all Baba's lucky children, lovely children, and Baba loves us. But to sit on her throne, we have to be special. And what we need to do to sit on his heart throne? Today, similarly, also Baba was talking some of the things. And last Avyaktamurli also he talked something what we should be doing. So who will sit on his heart throne? The other sign of love is its easy remembrance. If you love Baba, the remembrance is easy. Because you don't need to have picture of your boyfriend or girlfriend to remember that boyfriend or girlfriend or husband or wife, isn't it? You love them, so you can't forget them. Main thing is, if you love them, you can't forget them. Even if they've died years and years ago, still you can't forget your loved ones. And so remembrance is so easy if you really love him. And second thing is, Baba says that if you are loving Baba, then you will have goose pimples, you will be having tears in the eyes, because sometimes some people say, oh, when I'm sitting in remembrance, I have tears in my eyes. The reason is the love or cleansing. That's why we had tears in our eyes, because we found long lost Father. We had been separated from 5,000 years. When we find that Father, naturally there is tears of love. Because as you might have seen, because when you see at the airport, no? People come after a few weeks to meet back, to come home or to meet their friends, and you can see the scene. How people grab each other and hug each other and cry and everything, because that is love. Sign of love is tears, sign of love maybe, that you follow Baba's direction accurately. So now, to be loved by Baba, what we need to do? So first and foremost, we have to be obedient. Obedient children. Because parents love their obedient children. And what we have to obey is Baba's Srimat. And Baba's Srimat is, first and foremost, wake up at Amratvela. Second, read Murli every day or listen to Murli. Every day, then be karma yogi. Be soul conscious. Renounce body consciousness. Be completely viceless. Be karma yogi. So as we follow all this Baba's directions, and also, complete purity in thoughts, words and action. And dreams also. Nowadays Baba says, even in your dreams, there should not be impurity. Even negativity is called impurity. Now if you are negative, oh, I don't like this person. I hate this person. So, because subtle vices also can be there. So, we have to be completely viceless or completely pure thoughts, words, action. Our words should be sweet, our action should be elevated, charitable. Our words should be sweet, thoughts also pure churning yarn. Activity, purity, as Baba always says, is royalty. Our activity should be royal. The way we walk, talk, dress, it should be right from here, like Lakshmi and Narayan. Because sometimes we think, okay, we will become Lakshmi Narayan in golden age. We may have all this decoration of jewelry and nice clothes and all in golden age. But our sanskar, royal people, they speak less, essenceful, sweet. They are very official. Not talk too much, not to talk too loudly or harsh. Way they walk is, how Lakshmi Narayan walk? Very smoothly and not running, racing. So, everything should be royal. The dress also, no? All Maryada Yutta. So we have to see that we are completely pure and royal. And we should be serving with true and sincere heart. Whatever Baba's service is there, we should be doing it lovefully, sincerely, from our heart, and not feeling pressured. Because sometimes, some people, they are tired, so they say, oh, I wish I don't have to do the course tonight. Or I'm doing it because I had to do, and especially I find, Brahmins, if they had to do karma yoga, they think, oh no, that shouldn't be my job, somebody else should be doing it. So, karma yoga also, doing lovefully, whether it's cooking, chopping, sweeping, watering the plant, whatever, Baba's service. Don't think this is Baba's service. And doing it with true heart. And we need to be happy. And making everybody happy. Not giving sorrow to anyone, because that is also one of the maryadas. See that your thoughts, words, action bring happiness to others. And not hurting anyone, or not giving sorrow to anyone. So as we churn and as we are aware of what Baba is giving us, as we receive all the treasures from Baba, so those who have lots of wealth, what they will see? They are always happy, isn't it? Wealthy people. Now we have got this imperishable wealth from Baba. All the treasures are our imperishable wealth. So when we are aware of that, we'll be naturally happy. And this aim is whatever treasures we are receiving from Baba, we want to share with everybody. Not only new souls, Agyani souls. But there should be that aim to share it with everybody, Brahmins, non-Brahmins, whoever. So when there is that desire to help everybody, because service is not only of new people. There's four types of Baba's service. One is serving myself. Another is serving my companions, whoever are there in your family, whether you are in Shakti Bhavan, Pandav Bhavan family, serving those who are around. Through vibration, through our activity, through our dharana, because not everybody will be accepting jnana. Laukik family may not accept jnana, but they will feel our vibrations. If we are peaceful, happy, they will know that we are receiving so much from Baba, and they will be also happy. So as much as possible, give them cooperation, whether it's Brahman family or Laukik family. That is second type of service. Third type of service is Yajna service, Karma Yoga. And fourth is service of the world. So Baba always says, I love my serviceable children. So aim of service is to bring them close to Baba. Give them Baba's introduction, not just beating around the bush and talking about positive thinking only or stress relieving, but giving them introduction of Baba, bringing them close to Baba, so that they are able to receive everything directly from Baba. So that way, we need to do whatever service is available. Because we may not have chance to do service through words, but our yoga power, mansa seva, we should be able to do all the time. And we have to see that we don't blame anyone. Because if we are finding faults of others, blaming others, complaining about others, it means we don't have good wishes or merciful feeling for them. And Baba today also emphasized, see that you have good wishes and merciful feeling for everybody. Because then only we can serve with love. If I have mercy, because people are suffering, really. So I need to have mercy for them and help them through this. My thoughts, words, action, whatever I can do. So the sign of merciful souls, they need to have, they should have positive thoughts and feelings for others. Because you can't say, I don't like this soul and have mercy. If you say, I don't like this soul, you can't have mercy for that. But if you love that soul, you'll have mercy. Whatever sanskars they have. Because Baba says, no, there are variety drama, variety sanskars. You can't expect everybody to be Brahman or good sanskar. So accept them as they are. Love, sign of love is to accept them as they are and have good wishes. Not see their weaknesses and defects. And never lose hope in them. Good wishes and pure feelings. Never lose hope in anyone. By seeing their past, no, sometimes we see it in their past and say, oh, they have been like this for so many years. No hope. I don't think they will change. It means we don't have good wishes. We can't give them blessings. But we are cursing them, no? If I say these are hopeless, they won't change, it means I'm cursing them and not having good wishes for them. At the same time, we have to see that we don't have false mercy. Now sometimes when people are attached, they will have false mercy. They'll say, oh, he's suffering so much. Now suppose the child, whether son or daughter, is not behaving properly and parents know that money that they are giving them, they are misusing them into drugs or drinks or entertainment or something. But when son comes and pleads, especially mothers, what they will do is, have mercy. Oh, he's crying and he's pleading and let me give him what he wants. And so what happens with false mercy? Then don't allow his transformation, but sustains their old wrong habits. And that's where we had to see, love should be there, mercy should be there, but not false mercy. And not let them carry away whatever they want or fulfill their desires. And if, especially if they are, desires are not according to Srimad, no? Because sometimes mothers have mercy in that sense, feeding children whatever they like. And children want non-vegetarian food, children are grown up. And so, if they are grown up, what we had to do is mothers had to teach children to cook their own meal, non-vegetarian meal. So that's where we had to see that we don't allow false mercy and sustain their old sanskars by giving whatever they need. And merciful person will forgive whatever somebody has done in the past. Forgiveness also will go together. So that's where we had to see that we are forgiving for whatever they have done in the past and not keep grudges in our mind. Because if we keep grudge in our mind, we won't help them. You say, oh, they are suffering, they deserve that. They have done this to me, they deserve it. So that's how we don't help them. So that's where we had to see, Baba says, give full stop to past. Whatever they have done in past is past. Have pity, mercy and compassion and forgiveness all are very, very similar. Pity is you see somebody suffering and you say, oh, poor fellow. So you just say, poor fellow, and go ahead with your own task and don't help them. That is pity. But when you have mercy, you try to do something to help them. So Baba will be pleased with those children who are merciful, helping others. And Baba always says, I love my honest children. In Laukik world also they say honesty is the best policy. So what I had to see is honesty means my thoughts, words, action are the same. Not that externally I speak, oh yes, that's good, but internally I say, oh no, that's not good. Or I promise, I'll do this, and I don't do that. So that's where we had to see, and especially when we make mistake, that's where Baba loves all honest children. If we make mistake and we talk honestly to Baba, either talk, write to Baba or seniors. That will help us in the sense that we won't feel guilty Otherwise, if we are hiding our weaknesses and mistakes, we will have guilt feeling. Our yoga will not be good. So naturally, we can't progress. And that's why we have to see, if we make any mistake, immediately write to Baba or talk to Baba or talk to seniors or write to seniors. So Baba loves his honest children and he helps them. So Baba loves his children who are not having desire for name, fame, position. Because when there is a desire of name, fame, position, and if somebody doesn't get that, what they will do is have jealousy, frustration, they will be unhappy, and that's where we have to see that these are all body conscious sanskars, to desire to have name, fame, position, etc. So then there won't be jealousy, no waste thought, and no competition, no? Comparison, competition, criticism, all this go hand in hand. And that's where we have to see that we don't have that. And Baba loves children who are flexible. Now the slogan that Baba gives is, those children who are molding are gold, malleable children who are flexible. They become like gold. Or they are very powerful, attractive, etc. And that's where we have to see, because in service we need to be flexible. Be child and master. Not that I want to be master all the time, no, because that's what our old sanskar are. Control. Whatever I'm telling is right. Everybody should follow what I'm telling them. So then they are not easily working with other people, because we need to work with everyone. So that's where we have to see that we are flexible, molding ourselves. And as a master, we give our opinion, no doubt. But as a child, what we need to do is follow whatever is decided in a team. Because nowadays, service is done as a team. So everybody has to agree with each other, cooperate with each other. And then only there will be success in the service. So, Baba loves children who have all these qualities. And those who sit on the heart throne here, Baba says, they will be sitting on the throne of sovereignty in the golden age. So that's where the aim should be. Not to be just happy because I got whatever I wanted. But Baba says, more you share with others, your treasures will increase. Imperishable treasures are such that more we share our treasures with others, more we are making others equal to us. Equal to Baba. No, we have to make ourselves equal to Baba. But at the same time, we have to have the aim to make others also equal to us, which means equal to Baba. So, Baba is naturally happy with those who are fulfilling his hopes. Because he hopes that each and every child should become world sovereign. Number one. He knows, he will accept number wise because he knows that there has to be number wise. Because everybody can't be ruler. Then who will be the subject? Though his desire is that his all children should be world sovereign. So those children who fulfill Baba's hopes of becoming perfect and make others perfect, revealing Baba to the world. There are all these qualities of being obedient, merciful, loving, cooperative, accepting themselves as they are, because sometimes we don't accept ourselves also, we don't love ourselves. And if we don't love ourselves, how we are going to love somebody else? So we have to see that we love ourselves, we love entire family or entire humanity, no? Because Baba doesn't say only Brahmins are my children. He says, whole world is my children. I'm the father of the whole world. So we also should have that universal brotherhood feeling, the spiritual love for each and everyone, and trying to help as much as possible. So such serviceable children sit on Baba's heart throne here and in future also. But serviceable doesn't mean only just doing service through words. Because Baba says, not everybody will get chance to do the service through words. But everybody can do service through mind. Karma Yoga. Because those who are looking after Bhandara, it's not that they are less important, isn't it? They are also important. And Baba used to praise Bholi Dadi a lot. She was just looking after Baba's kitchen. But she was doing it so much love, day and night. She would be ready on service. So Baba used to love and praise her also. And used to say, if Bhandara wala don't cook, then how are the Maharathis going to eat or do the service, no? To do service or survive, we need prama bhojan. So if Bhandara wala are doing bhojan with love and keeping everybody happy, then also it's a good service. So whichever service we are offered, we should be doing with love and sincerely. Then naturally, we are able to sit on Baba's heart throne. Okay? Everybody is okay? No, but none of your friends or companions sick in the hospital or room? Good. So, anybody has any question? No question, then we will have meditation. So now, meditation until 7:30.